Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. It affects the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. The legend Bob Ryan will kick it with us from Boston. Boston Globe, ESPN. Bob Ryan kicks it with us. We'll talk Masters. We'll talk baseball. We'll talk NBA basketball. Teddy covers. Teddy steps up and in straight for the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we'll be kicking it. I guess, well, we're 3 weeks away right now. This thing is rapidly approaching. NFL draft. We'll be kicking it live in Vegas. Stay tuned for all the complete details. It's been too long since we've been back in Sin City. And I've had a lot of homes. I've lived in a lot of different places. I can't say that Vegas is my favorite place, but I don't know if I've ever felt more at home living in a city than I did Vegas. Like, I liked Vegas. I also love New York. Like, I pretty much liked everywhere I've been, or else I wouldn't stay. But Vegas is, I've always said that. Like, Vegas, every time I get to Vegas, man, I hear the Motley Crue song in my head. I don't hear that when I go, like, to Montreal or Toronto. Whenever I go to Vegas, in my head, when I roll into that airport, home, sweet home. I got Vince Neil in my head. Whenever Vegas airport is epic, too. I think it's the best airport. I can smell it now. Like, the Vegas, it's a smell to the Vegas airport. You go down the escalator, welcome to Vegas. You're like, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's do this. Let's go. Big fan. Big fan of Las Vegas. It's been too long. That's the plus side of Vegas. The airport's nicer than a lot of parts of the city. But that's another story. The Vegas affiliates aren't with us yet, though. Huh? We're on a lot of places that we don't even realize and stuff. Shout out to Darsh today. Darsh, I'm surprised. He sent me a picture. We were live on TV in a sports bar in Vancouver today, which surprises me, actually. Figured they'd be watching some other crap-ass show besides us. So whatever bar that was, good stuff. I'm glad. Good stuff right there. So we've got Julio. Big card Julio will step up, and then we'll see what's on Julio's card. As baseball is back right now. San Diego, we're up on Arizona. It's good news, bad news. I'm on Arizona, but I'm also on the under of this game. Astros and Halos, 1-0 right now. So it's cool to have a new sport to add into the rotation in the late night hours tomorrow. It's sort of a full slate of Major League Baseball. Warriors and Lakers kicking it right now. We'll talk some Laker basketball a little bit later on. Nikola Jokic, this guy's unbelievable. And, you know, it's the thing is, and when you talk about these players and then you start to discuss, well, MVP and this and that award and Rookie of the Year, you always end up sort of diminishing or end up taking a pot shot at somebody else. And listen, Joel Embiid's season's been awesome. It's been amazing. But it's hard to counter what Jokic is doing on a nightly basis right now. Austin Matthews killing it on a nightly basis as well. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. SiriusXM Channel 159, a mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. We got a lot of stuff going on this evening. Masters has begun. Sungjae lights it up. He's your first round leader, but it's all about the Tiger, and the Tiger is lurking. The Tiger is lurking in the woods right now. We discussed how Tiger Woods has played in 23 Masters. This is his 24th. He's played in 23 coming into this one, and he made the cut in 22 out of 23. The only time he didn't make the cut was 1996 as an amateur. And it was plus money. Now, as it is right now, he's in 10th place. It looks like Tiger Woods is going to make the cut. Now, anything can happen in golf, and things can go bad fast on a golf course. But Tiger Woods isn't you or me, where things go real fast badly on a golf course. So how about this? This is the 11th time that Tiger Woods has shot under par in an opening round of the Masters. He's finished inside the top 10 in 9 of the previous 10 instances, including 4 of his 5 green jacket wins. This thing is real. This thing is real, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again right now, but anybody that tunes into my show knows, or at least been listening for years, I'm far, far from the president of the Tiger Woods fan club. I got no beef with the guy, actually. I've got a beef with the way people, like, talk about him, and as I stated, I got no problem with him. Hey, listen, I wouldn't mind hanging out. I'd like to party with Tiger Woods. Seems, he's got money, whatever you want, he's... So, for me, it's just the whole heroic comeback thing all the time. Is Josh Gordon a hero when he comes back from, like, smoking weed? No, you treat him like a pariah, right? Like, but nevertheless, from a golf standpoint, I'm baffled by the fact that this is as real as it is, and the odds are as good as they are. Like, Tiger Woods can play this thing. He can do this. He can literally win this thing. All these other mushes already choke all the time when Tiger's not there. Now that with his presence, the choke job will begin. Separation Saturday's coming. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Oh, yeah, let's do this thing. Text me and Gene. All right, baseball. Baseball is back. Baseball is back. And I'll tell you what, baseball being back, it's always an interesting. People love baseball until they don't. They love betting on baseball until they don't. And I remember in past years, like, it's basically, how far can you go? It's almost like the TV show Survivor. Like, if you can bet baseball, like, how far do you go? Like, until you're like, I can't wait till football's back. Like, oh, God. Like, this, you know what I mean? It's one of those, oh, it's great, baseball's back. Then you lose a parlay. You lose this game in the ninth inning. Suddenly, a closer blows it. And then, after a month, you're still in, et cetera. Because I remember once, it was like by June. I was 2 months in. I was like, this sucks. Like, I've lost a lot of money already betting on baseball this year. Baseball betting is an interesting, it's not like any other sport. It's as unique as it gets. There's no other sport that plays as much as baseball does, right? They play every day. It's relentless. Trust me, I know. I was a post-game show host of a Major League Baseball team, and it's over the top. Basically, they have, like, one day off every 3 weeks. That's, like, in their contract. Like, it's pretty relentless. So from a betting standpoint, as I stated, like, baseball... Like, there's no other sport. There's so many different things. Like, there's no other sport where they start, like, their starters, and then they're gone for the rest of the game. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, and this is one of the things, and everything changed. There's the evolution of gaming and stuff, of all sports, and everything changes. And I don't care about your data and your MIT stuff, but the fact is, starting pitching is going to be one. It's the most overrated. Like, the cool kids in the room caught on that the win-loss record didn't mean anything. The analytics guys years ago, they're like, screw your win-loss record. What's the whip, right? They sort of caught on to this. And I think the smart bettors that bet baseball will have caught on. I've caught on. And that the starting pitching, I don't care, man. You got Nolan, you know, unless you got Nolan Ryan and he's going nine innings, I don't care who you have on the hill, because you're gonna get pulled anyways. And who's starting? Overrated. Teddy Covers is not overrated. I believe he's still under the weather, and like a new modern pitcher, he gave us five innings tonight, Teddy. Gave us a couple. You go through the rotation twice. What's up, Teddy?
That's exactly what I'm looking for, man. He's like, going through the rotation twice. See if I can get 18 up, 18 down.
It's probably for the best. Get the guest out before he hits the wall. It's like a pitcher. Pitchers always get mad. Why are you taking me out in the fifth inning? It's because you suck when they face you for the third time, too.
But I loved your rant about the fact that starting pitching is the single most overrated factor.
You agree?
I've been with you for years. You know, my whole baseball philosophy is forget the starters, bet the teams. And that's been, you know, that worked for me. Yeah, real
good
well
starters lose games all the time. They can pitch well, and the team still loses.
Sure. And look, I'm not going to stand in front of Scherzer. Okay, you don't stand in front of Scherzer. You leave. You know.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to play every game every night.
Exactly. We're not saying, screw every ace in the league and bet against them all the time. No.
Yeah, but there's certainly, and what we're going to see, and it happens faster and faster every year, but by the end of April, the wise guys are going to have, you know, whatever, the 50 pitchers that they like, who's the advanced metrics, and they're going to be betting on them every game. And if you can find some of those guys that aren't good or aren't winning, or the advanced metrics look great, but every time they go on the hill, they're getting bombed anyway. You know, those are guys I really, that's something I really look for. And that's why, you know, for me, MLB, yeah, I'll dabble in April, but, you know, beginning of May is when I really start to roll in baseball.
Yeah, you know, Teddy, you know me, I jump into the deep end all the time on stuff, but even me, like opening day today, I just basically told people, like, take the home team. You know what I mean? That was basically the, it's like, there's no, I don't think anyone could say today, I have an edge on this. All right, like, who is the better pitcher today in the Brewers game, the starting pitcher? How'd that work out? You know what I mean? Like, in a classic example. But what I think, and we'll see tomorrow, every day is different, but this year is different, Teddy, right? They had the lockout. They rushed through spring training. Pitchers didn't go through their normal full routines. Batters that were struggling, you know. I don't know, like, if the pitching is going to be ahead of the offense, but my gut told me coming into today was, you know what? I don't think there's going to be a lot of runs scored in these games. And quite frankly, too, a lot of these teams aren't very good. So, like Cleveland and KC today, I jumped on the under today just out of thinking, you know, Teddy, I didn't overanalyze. And I'm like, how are these teams scoring? You got good pitchers on the hill here for a couple of innings. The bullpens are solid enough. There's no offense here. You know, I think that it's something to keep our eye on, at least in the first weekend. What do you think of offense ahead of defense, or is it neutral?
No. Certainly on opening day, and tomorrow will be the same way. You anticipate the hitters being a little bit behind the pitchers at right out of the gate, especially when you're dealing with weather conditions, but not exclusively with weather conditions. Look what's happened tonight. You know, Darvish throwing a gem. You know,
yeah. I'm on the under in this game. I'm on the under in this one.
And you know, the only right side over today, the cash was a shutout. You know, with the Pirates getting shut out, but St. Louis got the nine. So, in terms of like how to attack the first couple of days of the season, no argument whatsoever. Looking at unders and finding good opportunities to bet some of these unders, especially with teams that aren't going to hit the baseball. You talked about Cleveland and KC as a prime example. You know, you have decent pitchers and bad lineups. Yeah, all about the unders the first week of the season.
And, you know, you and I have talked about it for people, and there's a lot of people that have just started betting and not ever, you know what I mean, and just trying to give people some advice. You don't have to take it, but we've been around a long time, is that in baseball, Teddy, as you stated, a lot of people like bet the starting pitching and stuff.
I mean, I think it's critical to bet, as you stated, the hotter team, right? You know, which team is lighting it up offensively? Which guy's got, like, oh, yeah, these three, four guys are just killing it right now. And the streaks, Teddy, isn't it? To me, baseball is the ultimate, it's the ultimate roulette wheel, actually, in red-black. Like, if it keeps coming up black, like, don't fight it. Right, it's one of those deals, and don't we warned people before the old, well, the Yankees lost as 240 favorites today. There's no way they lose again tomorrow to the Orioles. Yeah, they can, right? Like, yeah, they really can. and then if they do, buddy, yeah, you're down minus 480, right? Like, you can live. Baseball is it's like I was right before you joined us, Teddy. I said it's totally different than all of our other standard sports with the point spreads and the other teams are only playing footballs once a week. Hockey, but hockey's a different animal than baseball is as far as its nuances of betting is concerned. But I'm just saying, like, if a team is hot, Teddy, like, you know, there could be a team that everyone thinks is going to suck, but they might start the season like 10-2 or something, right? Like, even the worst teams in baseball will win 7-8 in a row. I guess that's what I'm getting at, Teddy. You got to ride the hot team and fade the bad teams in this sport.
So, you know, coming into the season, the teams, I mean, again, I talked to a lot of guys in town. And what do you hear? You hear whatever names are getting bandied about. Is okay, who's your worst team? Who's your bet against teams? Washington was pretty high on that list for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
They lost today. The Cincinnati Reds were pretty high on that list for a lot of people. You know? And they won today. And they won today as big dogs. You know,
Pittsburgh lived up to their rep today.
Sure. But if you find any one of these teams, any one of these bottom feeders, all right, we all expect them to stink by August. All right, but that doesn't mean they're going to stink from opening day. That doesn't mean that you can't make money betting a bad team in April. And I think, you know, whoever gets hot, whether it's Cincy, whether it's Miami, whatever team we're talking about.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You know, if you have a mediocre to bad team gets out early, you make a bunch of money with them before they run out of steam.
All right, we're up against it here. More with Teddy on the other side, but a classic gamble. Look, oh, Giolito's on the hill for the White Sox. Oh, well, I tell you what, the Tigers are fired up to play baseball right now. They're at home. They're plus 114. Live dog with the Detroit Tigers tomorrow. More with Teddy covers on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
You'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Match Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi, kicking it. Teddy Covers joining us straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada. WagerTalk.com. We'll get into some basketball, but just as far as baseball is concerned. Now, listen, you shouldn't be betting on any sport if you're not paying attention to it. And there's different levels of paying attention to stuff. But I think, Teddy, that's one of the big things. That's one of the reasons why NFL football is as big as it is from a betting perspective. You don't have to put the same work in, right? Johnny Sixpack doesn't have to put the same work in. It's once a week. Same thing, like golf is very popular in the betting world, very popular in the fantasy world, the DFS world. Why? It's once a week, right? So, like, these other sports that are daily grinds, it's not easy. Like, and Teddy is known for being a guy that puts hours and hours and hours and hours, double-digit hours in a day already. So it's not easy. But baseball, I've always said, Teddy, it's like a Mexican soap opera. You miss one or two days, man, you're out of the loop. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like You can't. It's not like, well, I haven't bought. You know what I mean? Like the NBA, you can even sort of, you know, all right, you can catch up. Or I haven't bet the NBA in 2-3 nights. I was out of time. I'm back. Whatever. You can jump back on the train. Baseball, the games carry over into each other. And not just from the... Not just from the, oh, well, this guy pitched and he can't pitch tomorrow in the bullpen. That's part of it. But baseball is like betting. It's like real life, Teddy. Like, if a guy is cold, bro, it doesn't matter how good he is, right? Like, he could go 0 for 22 or something over a series. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no guarantee you're going to break out of that slump. Or there's a lot of, man, there's a lot of nuances to this game. But it really is a sport where you better pay close attention to everything on a nightly basis, and you know, don't think you can just hop in and out. That's been my experience with baseball, Teddy. You got to follow everything all the way through. Otherwise, don't be betting this stuff.
So I'm not going to disagree with you, but I'm going to tell you a story about a guy that I used to know that used to do what I do. You know, he used to sell plays and bet for a living. And he went on vacation. He took a summer vacation. And he sent a letter to his clients. He's like, going to be gone the next 2 weeks. This is what you do. You bet every Red Sox game over. You bet every Dodgers game over. You bet every Mets game on. He gave him three teams. Just about those three totals. And he came back, and he hit 70% over vacation. You know, so on the one hand, yes, there's so much nuance to baseball. But on the other hand, if you get a read on a team like this, especially with totals in MLB, especially like overs beget overs and unders beget unders.
Yeah.
If you have a hot lineup, a lineup's going to stay hot until proven otherwise. You have a worn down bullpen that's getting lit up. That's going to remain that way until proven otherwise. You have a bunch of guys that are short starts that will lead to a worn down bullpen, and then you got to score runs in order to stay in these games, and the lineup gets hot, and boom, you could ride these over trends for weeks on end. Same story with the unders, man. You know, you have a starting pitching's been good. All right, then the bullpen's rested. Now the bullpen's good. And now the lineup's not hitting. And all we need is a run here and a run there. And you can ride these under streaks the exact same way. You know, week after week after week, game after game. So, now, it doesn't work all season. At the end of the season, you're not going to find teams that are, you know, 40 games over to the over, 40 games to the under very often. But if you pay attention and ride these streaks as they're happening during the season, yeah, there's money to be made, even if you're not necessarily paying attention super tight on a day-in, day-out basis.
The Detroit Tigers, for people that aren't, well, that's what people like you and me are here for, right? That's what you're there for, and that's for people that can't. And that's what we're here for, to give you information. Well, you guys are at work all day. Well, I'm sitting here at 4 in the morning watching repeats of Mannix and Cannon and taking notes. So the Detroit Tigers, just for the record, people, if you're wondering, Detroit Tigers kind of a trendy team with a lot of people in the baseball media. I mean, even the Fangraphs like these guys. They won 77 games last year. Their win total was 77.5 this year. They've got a couple of real good young prospects. Torkelson, some think, could be rookie of the year. The other kid, what, Riley Green. He's another top 20 overall prospect, one of the top prospects in baseball. He's hurt to start the year, but they got Javier Baez. They've got decent pitching. Last year, they started, like, you know, whatever the hell it was, you know, 9-24, you know, and worse. And I know they went 37-34 over the last 71 games, right? So they went on quite a run, actually. Ownership has shown little, you know, willingness. So all that being stated, they open up tomorrow against a division rival, the team that's predicted to win a division. And the White Sox are -134, Tigers +114. I know that game intrigued you, Teddy. You were saying that there's only a couple of games on your list. And so I'll ask you about that one, and we'll get into Miami and San Francisco. What do you think about this White Sox-Tiger game?
Detroit's bet on. You know? I mean, there's a reason that there was, like, the handicappers, all right? Not necessarily the broader betting markets, the guys that are betting the numbers, but the guys that handicap, the guys that pay attention to teams and study roster moves, they're all like Detroit. And that's who I listen to open up the season, you know, is the smart guys like that that have done, you know, that have crunched their numbers. But whenever you're talking about any season-long bets in MLB in particular, you have to be thinking buy or sell at the trade deadline. You know, right off the bat, that's your thought process. Is if I'm playing overs, I need the team that's not going to dump at the deadline. And if I'm playing unders, I want a team that is going to dump at the deadline. And from all indications, the Tigers are poised to compete this year. You know, they're not going to be dumping salary. They're going to be, they're more likely to make an ad than a dump. And that, you know, is one more reason why we like Detroit. But, you know, the lineup looks good. The pitching looks good. If the bullpen's decent, and that's the big if for the Tigers, you know, the starting pitching should be real good. Can they hold those leads 7, 8, 9? Remains to be seen. But, and again, if you don't want to worry about the bullpen, first five, no argument with that. On any team that you want to back, you know, or and even if you want some first five, it's a full game. There's no reason to do that, not to do that, I should say. In MLB, you know, it helps smooth some of the frustrations that can come with bullpen meltdowns.
Hey, I took pretty big too, a bunch of plays actually, different. I mixed it up with parlays and everything. Guardians under 76.5. I was pleased for them to lose today. That's what I like about futures too and totals. It's like yes, that's one down.
Every game, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking, well, you didn't win with Bieber against the Royals. You're done, right? I almost celebrated as a win today, Teddy. I was like, what ass? I was like, yeah, you couldn't win with Bieber against the Royals. You ain't winning. I swear to God, Teddy, the mind of a gambler. I literally, right away, as soon as the game was over, the first thing I thought, I was like, well, they got to win 77-160 now. Like, I'm an almost, I should be like a kid towards Christmas. Used to have those things with the chocolates in it. I used to open a date to the child, XX till Christmas. Until I was like four, my father told me Santa Claus wasn't real, but that's another story. So San Francisco, what are you going to say, Teddy?
Well, I was going to say that. When you're talking about teams like the Tiger, teams that you're expecting something out of, but the markets might be there a little bit ahead of you, you know, it's like, yeah, you're going to tap the brakes a little bit. But the one thing you're definitely going to do is you're going to do a lot of the first five versus full game. First five.
Like San Diego last year. Remember in the last 2 years, people ready to give them to him, the anoint. There's always those new upstart teams. But Detroit's not that. Detroit's a hipster team. They're not a mainstream trendy team. Yeah. So quickly on, you know, one thing with San Francisco, everybody said, well, they're not going to win 107 games again. And hell, their win total is like 85.5. So there's this big, big drop off from the expectation. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm a little weary of this one, Teddy. I like the Tigers because they're at home. The Marlins, it doesn't intrigue me enough at plus 120. But are the and for the record, Teddy, God, see, I have a good memory. I guess it was a year ago, maybe today or whatever the hell, a year ago, 2 weeks earlier, whatever. I said, who's your sleeper this year? So I got to ask you again, who's your sleeper this year? You said, well, everybody says San Francisco is going to suck, but I'm not sure they will. And in fact, I think the Giants will be a play-on team. Teddy said that last year. They won 107 games. So what, you picking on them tomorrow, Teddy?
Yeah, I would sort of look at the Miami side there. The Miami first five, Miami full game. And again, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Opening day is not your whole season. I'm with you. And you know, you talk about a little bit of action. You know, it's a
So what's your sleeper team this year, though? What's your sleeper team this year?
Angels or Tigers?
Angels or Tigers? You didn't see Buddy. You see Buddy's throw from left field? The hell was that? Dear God, earlier today. Like really? It's being offline, bro. And there's offline. That's the only run of the game, too. I think it's is it still 1-0? Yes, sir.
Still
it is.
1-0.
It is. I'm a real nut job. I bet under 5.5 in game. So I'm hanging on.
You're alive, and I think Toronto's going to be real good too.
I'm
expecting them to be valued correctly.
Yeah, they are one of the trendy. They are. That's my World Series prediction: Dodgers, Blue Jays.
Sure.
And speaking of Toronto, Teddy, I tell you, this Raptor team's playing good basketball going into the playoffs.
Real good.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're winning the NBA title, but I find it amusing that the Sixers are 5-1 to win the East, and the Raptors are 24-1 to win the East, Teddy. We just saw them play like...
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Raptors just beat them without OG and Van Fleet tonight.
I know. But that being said, the Raptors aren't coming out of the East. You know how the playoffs work. They're not.
Yeah. That'd be Giannis. Giannis.
I mean, I'm going to list five, and I've nothing but respect for Toronto, but I'll list five teams come out of the East before they did: Miami, Milwaukee, Boston, Philly. And
nah, you're Philly. You're nuts, Philly. Philly blow, bro. What have Philly done? That's the best. You guys can watch the same teams lose over and over and think they're still better than the Raptors.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Maybe I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
All right, this is Sports Rage. And Teddy did it. It's the first, are you kidding me on the way out? Well, I give five teams better than the Raptors. Better. Yeah. So name five teams better than the Raptors right now in the East. Let's talk about for the last 2 months of basketball. Right? It's not like, and another thing is the Raptors don't have to play five teams in the East, Teddy, to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have to play two teams. This team and that team and that team. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And this team and my neighbor and her dog and that dog and a parrot that lives down the hall from me, they're not all playing each other. And it's not just Teddy, but this is why we get the great value. Guys, the Toronto Raptors win total was 36.5. What was the Lakers? 53.5 or something? Like, I told you, man. It's to the point where I just watch these shows and I listen to people's NBA takes for sheer comic relief. I watch it and I was like, man, this is making me dumber and stuff. I can't watch this. Like, this is just, it enrages me to watch these people. And, like, every day it's the same. Philadelphia and Brooklyn and Philadelphia. Brooklyn and Philadelphia, okay. All right, put your money on it. Put your money on it. Go ahead. I love it. The Raptors are the most disrespected team in the NBA by far. Siakam's the most disrespected player in the NBA by far. But instead of bitching about it, we got to just, keep the secret. It's great. I can't be a hypocrite about this because it used to be like this. I had to say, I'm telling you, this Raptor team reminds me of the same team that won the title. It's the same feeling. It was the same thing then. Even when Kawhi was on the Raptors, they were underdogs in every damn series. So, they can't beat the Sixers. Oh, the Raptors can't beat all the Sixers. Oh, James Harden. Oh, where's all your cold-ass, stupid takes, man? Oh, the Sixers got James Harden. Look at it. Oh, Embiid and Harden went off for 74, man. Oh, unbeatable. Unbeatable. Come on. Really? James Harden knows condoms. He doesn't know rings, all right? Yeah, he puts points on the board and he bangs it on Instagram. Good for him. Already people in Philadelphia, I don't know, what's wrong with Harden? What's wrong with Harden? Nothing. He's James Harden. You guys are just a bunch of dumbasses that think that you got James Harden, and I must have missed all those championships James Harden's won. I like what Teddy said, the Miami Heat. Yeah, I know because. The Tyler Hero's like, he's lit it up, right? He's another one. The Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler, right? Like, we go down the list. Like, oh, yeah, I know. The Raptors are just totally scared of the Philadelphia 76ers. But, hey, the odds makers are right there. The odds makers are right there. So you take advantage of it. That's all you do. Like, I don't know. Like, people are evidently that stupid. So, listen, the odds makers have caught on to Milwaukee actually being the team to beat a little bit. Listen, Phoenix are the odds-on favorites at plus 280. I can't argue it. I think they should be plus 400. I think it's a little light, but I can't argue the, all right, you know, Phoenix are one of the teams to beat. I think it's kind of funny that the defending champ is 6-1. So let me just tell you what I think is right and wrong and what I would bet here. And not would bet, let's bet it. Let's bet it, because the numbers, the playoffs are in a couple of days. It's time. And you know what? Let's take this money we won tonight. What I won $250 on that Raptor game, so it's $250, and let's put a $250 feature in. It's one of these deals. I'm looking at my account now, and I'm like, well, how come I don't have more money? I'm like, come on, man. I had a good day. Where's all my money? And then, you know what? I forgot. There's a new sport in the rotation. Baseball. I got a bunch of baseball bets still pending. This is even better because I'm already up money and I could have more coming back. All right, and now we're back on track. Now we're back on track. Okay, so Phoenix, there's no value with Phoenix. We can't bet Phoenix. Can't be betting Phoenix at plus 280. Do I think Phoenix are going to get back to the title, to the finals and play for the title? Yeah. I've been saying, you guys know I've been pretty pro-Phoenix all year, but at these odds and whatever, like the injuries happen, they're not invincible, Phoenix. They're really good, but I don't think they should be plus 280. So the next choice is Milwaukee at 6-1. I think, yes, we should grab. I think it would be a sane, a prudent thing to do. A sound, sane, prudent, prudicious, judiciously stupendous thing to do. At 6-1. Put it this way, like I'd want the Milwaukee Bucks in any series against anybody in the East. I am a Raptor fan. I don't want to play the Milwaukee Bucks. The Raptors kind of match up well with the Bucks and have caused them problems. Giannis has had a lot of bad times in Toronto before, but it doesn't mean that, you know what I mean, you want to deal with him. Like, to me, the Bucks, like, Giannis, I tell you all the time, Giannis is the best player in the NBA. Yeah, Jokic putting up crazy numbers and stuff. Giannis is the best player in the NBA. There is nobody that can stop him on any team. Like, there's not, like, not one team can say, yeah, you know what, we have a matchup to, like, slow this guy down. You don't. You figure Embiid would, but, man, Milwaukee owned these guys. Milwaukee have beaten Philadelphia 8 of the last 9 times they played. Giannis owns them. Like, he can't, and it's nothing against Embiid. Giannis is just next level. Giannis is better than people realize. He's got, like, if Giannis finds ways, he's good. Like, he's got that winning DNA in him. So Milwaukee at 6-1 to me, that's not a bad bet. I can live with this. Let's put it in the portfolio. The Brooklyn Nets at plus 650. If you added another zero to this, the Brooklyn Nets have two players. All right, they have Kyrie Irving and they have Kevin Durant. Every time Kevin Durant hits the floor, you've got to hold your breath that he's hurt. The Brooklyn Nets are a scary team to play. They're dangerous as hell. You know what I mean? Like, you got two dudes, basically, that you know are going to put up 70 points. Yet, after that, they don't really have anything. And they don't play any defense. So, the Brooklyn Nets are not, you know what I mean? They're one of those teams. Yeah, they're like, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, they're like playing like a really high-flying, high-scoring team in the NFL playoffs. It's like, yeah, these guys could score 48 and stuff, but they don't stop anybody. We could run the ball down their throat. And that's what you're going to see people do against Brooklyn. They're going to say, you know what, we're not getting into a track meet with you. We're just going to slam dunk it on your ass. You guys got nothing on the inside. We're coming at you. Right? And we're not just going to let you just, you know, take a bunch of, it'll just sort of be take your stupid threes and stuff. But Brooklyn, like I said, I'm not saying that they're not a fun team. I'm not saying at all, you know, they can't go on a little run. But, and another thing is, I don't think that Irving or KD are resilient physically enough to make it through 3 rounds to get to the playoff, to get through the playoffs into the finals. I think that they would get hurt. One of them's going to get hurt inevitably. Something will happen. They're going to get hurt. And they don't play defense. Brooklyn are one of these teams that can sort of beat anybody, but they can also lose to anybody. Like, anybody in the East could beat the Nets were going to lose in the first round. All the talk about, oh, they're dangerous. They're going to lose in the first round. If it's what it's going to be, Brooklyn versus Boston, who you got? I'll take Boston. The only one thing about that matchup is, and maybe Boston wouldn't want it, is because they don't have anything really in the middle either. So suddenly it just turns into Jaylen Brown and Tatum versus Irving and KD. All this stuff is matchups. But I'm just telling you now, Brooklyn ain't getting my money. Miami are dangerous when everything's going well for them. They are Miami are built for the playoffs. You know what the problem with Miami is to me? And you can't predict this stuff. It is what it is. But they're going to get hurt. They will. Kyle Lowry will not. I don't think there's some like Cinderella story here for Kyle Lowry going to the Miami Heat. I think he'll get hurt. Jimmy Butler will get hurt. Tyler Hero is good, but he's, to me, I don't trust him to win three playoff rounds in a row and be hot. To me, the Miami Heat rely on their three ball so much between Hero and Robinson, and if they're hot and cold. Look, they fight with each other, and I know it's just one instance, but there's something to it. Like, they're one of those teams where everything's going well. They're like a passionate couple. It's like having a, you know, a really hot, you know, Colombian girlfriend or something, or a Quebec girlfriend, a French chick. When things are going great, it's really, really great. When things aren't going great, then, you know, someone's calling the cops because there's blood on the floor and someone got hit over the head with a wine bottle. So, right? it's like one of those deals. But the Heat, I'm not going to discount the Heat. You know, we're going over the finals. I wanted to really go over the Eastern Conference more than anything here. So Milwaukee's 3-1 right now for this take. Milwaukee's 3-1. Yeah, I can live with that. Brooklyn as if, plus 340. Boston are good, but they're not there. Without Williams, they don't have what it takes, I don't think, fully. Miami at plus 420, I can't argue that. Philadelphia are chokers, bro, all right? I don't care. And it's funny because everyone hates Doc Rivers all the time and blames him, but now he goes to Philly, he's supposed to win, and then when they lose, you're going to blame Doc Rivers again. But then everyone wants Doc Rivers to go to the Lakers again, right? NBA takes, it just goes circles, right? Over and over. Philadelphia, whatever. I'll tell you right now, Philadelphia plays Toronto in the first round of the playoffs. I will freaking hammer the Raptors at plus money to knock these guys off. So I just think it's crazy, though. So you're telling me that the Philadelphia 76ers are 5-1. All right, they're 5-1. And the Raptors are now 22-1. They were 24-1. I ran my mouth. Now there's somebody better. They're now 22-1. And Teddy said all the way out, well, I could think of five teams. Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Savransky, and I love you, Teddy. But if Boston and Brooklyn are going to play each other, buddy, that's one of those teams are gone suddenly, right? Like the Raptors don't have to play five teams to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They have to play two teams. They have to play two. Like, and that's another way people make these things out bigger than they are. It's not. It's like whatever. They'll beat the Sixers, and for what I said, I didn't say even go to the finals. I said they were 24-1. They're 22-1. That's 22-1. You get into the Eastern Conference Finals, you got yourself a wicked hedge. And the Raptors can win two series. And oh yeah, another thing. The only damn players in the Eastern Conference on any of these teams that have ever won a big game in their freaking life are on the Milwaukee Bucks and the Toronto Raptors. Oh, the Philadelphia 76ers. Danny Green's won on the Raptors. What, Tobias Harris, I know, he's an NBA Finals MVP three-time, this guy, right? James Harden, huh? James Harden, yeah, big playoff performer, this guy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Kills it all the time in the playoffs. Tatum and Brown are great. I don't know. I think they went to the finals once, right? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Can't wait to start the NBA playoffs. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. I'm telling you right now, get in on the Raptors. Raptors 22-1 to win the Eastern Conference. Then you can hedge out. All they got to do is win two series, is make it to the conference finals, and you have yourself a nice hedge situation. And to me, as far as the Western Conference is concerned, people are starting to catch on a little bit right now. But the Dallas Mavericks, I told you guys this too a couple of weeks ago. I said the Dallas Mavericks are that team. Jump in on the Mavericks futures. You know, the Mavericks are capable of beating anybody, right? That's the, you have to ask yourself, all right, like when they take the court, can they compete with anybody? And I think the answer is yes. Like if you're Luka and you're the Mavericks and you're kid right now, I don't think you're saying to yourself, you know what, you know, we can't beat Golden State. I think before it was a little bit. Luka was younger, trying to beat the Clippers and Kawhi and stuff. It was a little different. I think he's got that seasoning now. I think he understands things much better in the playoffs now. And the Mavericks play defense now. That's the thing. The Mavericks actually know how to play defense now. And they like it. It's becoming a little bit of a habit for them. It's in their DNA now. And a lot of times you're going to see the NBA completely changes. It's like night to day. Night to day. Like there's, you know what I mean? Nobody, there ain't going to be any 258-point games in the playoffs. You guys are going to see, boom. Like suddenly, like in the playoffs, it's going to be like, oh my God, it's like 98-98. Like it's going to turn into a slugfest suddenly. And some teams, they're not built for that, right? They're playoff teams. They're not playoff teams. They're built for the regular season. I think the Mavericks can compete with anybody. I think the Mavericks could beat the Suns if they played in a series. I don't think they would, but they could. I've got the Mavericks making some noise. I'll be on the Mavericks. More on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.